web at usaradio.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, please give us a call at 870-330-4930. And also, please, please go and check out Dr. Nick's website at www.drnicklove.com. That is www.drniklove.com. Today, we are going to be talking about different hair trends and hair removal. And I think that's very fascinating because it's something I've been looking into as well. But before we get into that, I do want to check in with you, Nick, because I know last week when we left off, you said that you were going to Muhammad Ali's funeral. Did that happen? And if so, tell me about it.
Well, it was very fortunate to some extent that I ended up flying to Louisville that same weekend. So, yes, Friday I was there. And, of course, what happens at the hotel room? We go to the floor, and there are a whole bunch of security. And it turns out Bill Clinton was on my floor.
Really?
So I was sharing a floor with Bill Clinton. Of course, I had one room, and he had the rest of the floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The presidential suite, yes.
Exactly. He had everything.
Oh, okay.
And there were a few rooms on the other side. But I felt really safe because there was a cop in every elevator.
Wow.
There was a cop in every lobby, and there are about 10 security people blocking off everything right when you came off the elevator. So I don't know how they decided that I'm okay to stay on the floor, but I must have passed some clearance, or it's just pure accident, which is probably the most likely explanation. But one thing I have to say, just as an observation, here is someone that touched so many people. And I grew up in Louisville, so for me, I feel like it's home. Even then, I can't tell you I realized that there'll be that kind of an outpouring of love towards him. I mean, you saw white people, black people, anybody just running, greeting, standing on the streets, and just wanting to be part of it. And it was not a freak show. It was not just, oh, I want to be seen. It was a true outpouring of love for him. They just wanted to say thank you.
Was it a big funeral? Like, how many people would you say came to this?
It was huge. It was at the Yum Center, or at least that's where everybody spoke. Mm-hmm. But the more touching thing was how many people on the street and just wanted to say goodbye.
Right.
People in restaurants, people in bars.
Wow.
And here there were a whole bunch of games going on in sports bars. Every TV was turned on the event, just running through the city all day. And there wasn't a single person that would go up and say, hey, can you put this game on? Everybody was glued to the TV, and that's what the conversation was about.
How long was the service for?
Oh, it was long.
Okay.
It was long. As you can tell, there were a few long-winded people there.
Yes.
However, again, what really was most impressive to me is here's a man that started maybe was a little loud, a little brash.
Mm-hmm.
People liked him or hated him, but eventually he won everybody over. And he won them over by including people versus excluding them. And it's all about inclusion. So to see Rabbi speak so fondly of him, and he's a Muslim, you see presidents speak about him, you see actors, and of course, Buddhists, everybody spoke fondly of him because he did good things for people. It wasn't about religion. His religion was people, mm-hmm. above all else.
Right.
So I can go on and on, but again, greatly appreciative and just to be part of it and to have witnessed it, it gave me even a greater appreciation of the love that people have for him.
Very cool. It sounds like it was an amazing experience. With that being said, on a sadder note, obviously we're not going to talk too much about it. I just wanted to say that the horrible thing that happened down in Orlando, Florida, obviously our thoughts and prayers are with those who passed and with those who are recovering. And hopefully something like this will be prevented in the future. Along with, I don't know if any of you guys out there are a Voice fan or not, but I was and I am. And I love watching it. So what happened with Christina Grimshi this past weekend as well is very, very sad. And hopefully all of you can say your prayers for her as well. She was a very beautiful soul who was taken too young. So I just had to say
even
that.
I know who she is and had seen her.
Amazing. No, that's great. But yeah, I mean, she was barely 23 years old and she was just literally starting her career. And this horrible, horrible thing happened. So
well, that just a plug. To remind people, mental health care, yes, they don't vote, so politicians don't always pay attention, mm-hmm. but they do harm to society, and it's our job to make sure that mental health care is not forgotten.
I know.
It affects all of us.
It really does, and I know a lot of people who are affected by it, and I think it's one of those topics that are kind of slid underneath the rug and kind of kept there and not really dealt with it all, but that's a whole another segment. So
we can talk about that all day.
Yes, we can. I can definitely. But I want to go back to hair.
And yeah, it sounds so trivial.
I know.
After talking about everything else, does it really make you feel as bad when you hear these things and all the problems in society and say, oh my God, my chest is hairy mm-hmm. if you're a guy.
Or some people say they're champagne problems. But one thing that someone did tell me once when I do start thinking in those terms where it's like, oh, my problems aren't that important. They're very, you know, trivial and whatnot. But at the same time, they're still important. And if they're important to you and they don't make you feel good, then that's the whole point of the show is to make you feel better and to talk about things that can do that. But anyways.
No, that's how you get in trouble when you just try to feel better.
When you always try to feel better.
It's time to think about others every so often. That makes you feel better, too.
No, absolutely.
And just on that topic, and not to go off on tangents, but when you look at it, one of the things that makes a human being feel good is not necessarily always acquiring things, but doing something good for someone else and feeling needed.
Absolutely.
And that gives a sense of euphoria as much and actually probably a lot more than just acquiring another possession.
Oh, no, absolutely. And what's funny is, like, I'm again, I might be going on a tangent real quick, but
we've gone off on a tangent on the whole beginning of the show.
But I really love birthdays, and I love celebrating people's birthdays, and I'm always the one kind of like the puppet master of it, and I'm always trying to get people to, like, do something, and let's all get together, and let's be cheery for that day and whatnot. But then when it comes to my birthday, I'm like, no, what are you guys doing? I don't want to do anything about my birthday. So I think that's the kind of that same thing where I love doing something for someone else and, like, making them happy for the day. But getting it in return sometimes.
You just want to make them feel silly in the middle of the restaurant.
No.
Having to wear the funny hat and everybody singing to them.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to you, you don't want to be the clown.
I just don't want to be the center of attention for that moment. I'm like, no. And also when, you know, people take you out to dinner and people buy you presents and, you know, go out and do fun things. That type of stuff is just...
So I'll note you don't like presents. You don't like to be taken out to dinner.
I don't know about all of that.
Well, as long as it's not hairy people taking you out, then you're okay.
Well, see, that's the thing that's so funny. I don't mind if you people have hair. So here's the thing. I feel like back in the day, there was two different ways to remove hair. There was electrolysis and there was waxing. And then in the more, you know, when it got a little bit into the 90s and the 2000s, people started doing threading, which I'm not sure if people out there know what that is, but it's an Indian tradition of taking two pieces of thread, actual thread, and they somehow maneuvered it to remove hair, and they do it quite quickly, mostly for the eyebrows.
It just pulls it out, right?
It pulls it out by the root. But it's just, if you ever watch it, it's amazing how fast they do it and how this thread can take the hair out. It's so bizarre
to me. It sounds painful.
It is painful. It's actually worse, I think, than waxing. Because I have done them all. I have done waxing, I have done threading, and I have done electrolysis.
No, I'm just looking up a picture from your mom that she sent me, and you look, that's pretty hairy.
What's funny is my mom said I used to have a caterpillar that went across my eyebrows, and so when I got into college, I finally decided to do something about that, and now I think they're much, much better, but you have to be careful.
I can't even imagine you looking any different. So.
Oh, so my first boyfriend actually saw pictures of me when I was younger, and his thing to me was, when did you become cute? Anyways, we can pick up on that when we come back. You are listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nickloff, and I am your co-host, Holly Rokes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Ridloff, and I am your co-host Holly Rokes on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. We had left off with me telling a funny little story about how my ex came home to Maine with me and saw pictures of me when I was in high school and in college, and his question to me was, when did you become pretty? And I just kind of laughed it off, but yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How long after that statement did he remain as a boyfriend?
It was a couple of years.
And you can answer it in seconds or minutes?
It was a couple of years.
A couple of years? Boy, you're a pushover.
No, I stood my ground. But I will say, though, I have changed in the way I look from then to now drastically. So what he was saying is correct. But going back to the hair, I did have...
No. I still have to insist on maybe at least sensitivity training for him, a few classes, whatever it may be.
Well, I think he thought it was a funny comment. I don't know how funny I took that. My parents thought it was hysterical. But anyways, my mom always said that I was pretty and that, you know, I didn't have to worry about anything. But of course, it's your parents and they always say things like that. But yes, I will even say that I look very different in that I did have almost a unibrow growing up because I had a lot of hair up on my eyebrow area. And then I did have a little bit of hair above that annoying lip area and then obviously on the sides of your face. And so growing up, I've literally done all of the old school electrolysis, threading, waxing.
Imagine you stroking your beard.
Ew,
sitting
no.
there.
Ew.
By
not,
the way,
not that bad.
My description of that, none of it has any truth whatsoever. And nobody would imagine you ever have not been pretty, so...
Oh, very sweet. So anyways, but I actually did want to talk a little bit about the more updated versions of hair removal, starting with some laser. Is there a difference between laser removal that you have to do for your face versus your body?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The difference, whatever works on one works on the other.
Oh, okay.
Of course, on the face, it's more sensitive area. Sometimes some areas like the upper lip may be a little more stubborn.
Okay.
And of course, you don't want any hiccups, you don't want any pigmentation, so the margin for error is less. A lot of times you may be a bit more conservative trying to take hair off from the face just because an extra treatment or two is okay, having a problem is not.
How many treatments would you say, like, say if I wanted to remove, you know, permanently the hairs, little tiny hairs on the side of my face, like, would that be 3 or 4 treatments, or what was it?
Generally, everybody will tell you more than that.
Okay.
And the standard answer for most lasers, it's 6 to 8.
Okay.
However, there are lasers that will do it a little bit faster, However, to understand how this works, mm-hmm. not all hairs are in the phase of growth where the laser will actually affect them, so that you lose not just the root, but you lose the cells that
facilitate
the growth.
Okay.
So that being the case, even if you get every single hair, and you won't, that is active, there are a few that think of them as being dormant, laying around, sleeping, hibernating, and you finish the treatment, of course, they will pop up in about a month or so, and they'll say, here we are. So that's why you have to laser it again. And no matter how effective the laser is, it takes more than one treatment to get the hair and to be removed. And technically, you just take a percentage off because there are always a few that are dormant.
Gotcha. So you're not going to obviously get that baby smooth skin all the time.
And even if some of them grow out and you've lasered and the bulb and the cells are affected, you have a hair that is a little bit smaller in diameter, not color is not as strong, and it doesn't offend as much, probably
right.
The best way to say it.
Well, the thing for me is, I mean, 6-8 treatments sounds like nothing. When you do electrolysis, you know, I went for a year, and that was only to get a very small, you know, percentage of that out. So to me, that sounds amazing.
And then just for the chin area.
Exactly. But we do have a caller online right now, I believe. Roxanne, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Calling in.
Hello,
from New York.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just wanting to weigh in on the hair situation. Luckily, I don't have too many, you know, that grow like weird places, so I'm pretty good with that. But I was thinking about the debate, or not even the debate, the discussion now in the Black community about beauty and hair. When my grandmother and my aunts, they were all beauticians back in the 60s, and the treatment then was to lie and, you know, straighten and do everything, never to be natural. Now, you know, the thing is to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about beauty, that becomes subjective, because I've had situations where I had maybe my natural hair, and people make comments about, oh, well, when are you going to get your hair fixed, or when are you going to get your hair done, or, you know, and then there's been other times when it's been straightened. To me, that's not natural. So it's
everybody has
thing.
An opinion. And unfortunately,
absolutely.
Not everybody is allowed, or nobody is allowed, as far as I'm concerned, to give their opinion to someone else, especially if it's not a positive feedback.
And you know, when she said, when you made the statement about he asked you, when did you become pretty?
Yeah.
I get that also because I'm Black and I have freckles. So some people find that very attractive. And then
I love that.
I know.
And then other people look at you and go like, you know, well, where'd you get the freckles from? Or, you know, how long have you been like that? And it's kind of strange, you know? It's kind of the
strange.
Same conversation, you know, when people say,
The ultimate thing is you can certainly ask them the same thing back. You say, what's wrong with your face? It's really like one color and, you know, has no personality.
It's funny you said that. I do say that sometimes. I'm privileged to be two colors. I do say that, especially to kids.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, I do think, though, that in society right now, I'm not sure, where do you live or where are you from?
I live in New York. I'm in New York.
In New York. Okay. So I feel like in New York and in the bigger cities, I'm kind of surprised that you're getting those comments, because I know for myself that it's different types of looks and beauty and that type of stuff is a little bit more welcome, I think, than
mm-hmm.
in some of the smaller towns. But I do think that we are taking the trend now of going closer to being more natural, like natural beauty, natural hair, less is better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, you're right in that beauty is subjective, but I also think that people are starting to realize that natural beauty is more prevalent. But if Absolutely. You're willing to stay on the line, we will keep talking with you. We do have to go on a quick commercial break on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. You are listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikoloff, and I am your co-host, Holly Rokes. We'll be right back.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Show with Nicholas Miklov, and I am your co-host Holly Rokes on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And I believe we left off with Roxanne.
Thanks for the reminder. The name slipped my mind. So here, the kind producer of the show decided to remind me who the caller is. So that was really good. Thanks. Hi, Roxanne. Sorry, you are more memorable. It just at all age memory slips.
Don't worry about it. Senior moment. last segment, I didn't get to say basically what my story is really quick. I had a heart transplant in 2010, so I'll be 6 years old soon. So when you have a transplant, you're not allowed to have chemicals. You're supposed to be chemical free. So there's no dyeing of the hair and all of these, procedures that you might be able to do. You have to be really chemical free. Right. So I often wondered, I have conversations. So I just had a conversation last week with a lady who was saying that she would just die if she couldn't dye her hair anymore and anything, And I was just saying, just think about it. If everybody was in that same type of situation, what would the standards of beauty be if we, we couldn't pick and prod and dye and you really would have to be natural? What would it be?
People set standards for us. Mm-hmm. And we kind of tend to follow a lot of times like sheep, and people tell us what looks good, how we should look, mm-hmm. and everybody runs and does it. Yep. And I've always said people have their own beauty. You can enhance your own beauty, but don't try to match somebody else. When you're trying to look like someone else, you're not being true to yourself.
I think that also has to do with a self-esteem thing, because if you feel like you have to constantly, level up to this type of standard, that's going to start taking a little bit of an effect on your self-esteem, and I think that's why people do that. That's why people dye their hair, and they're getting all these other things done, and like you're saying, picking and prodding. But I think that if those things weren't available, people would have to go back to natural beauty and figure out ways to be able to handle
Absolutely.
But I have another question for you, if you would permit me, because
no problem.
At one point, I've done a lot out of thoracic surgery, mm-hmm. at least during my training. And when you have a heart transplant, do you feel responsible for that heart as something that is a gift you have to take care of and be extra kind to that heart? Because,
every single day of your life you feel that way. And if you don't, then you didn't deserve to get that heart. That's the way I feel about it. I had the good fortune of meeting my organ donor's family on Oprah. Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Oz found my donor.
Oh, wow. That's
amazing.
So I actually met them. Most people don't get to meet the people that have given. I got to meet his mother and his father. From that day on, I pledged that, oh, my God, what a responsibility that I would make sure that I took care of their child's heart. He was 23 years old at the time. He was in the United States Coast Guard, and he had a motorcycle accident. He saved five of us, not just me.
Wow.
He gave all of his organs. He saved a five-year-old Spanish girl with one organ, with a kidney. An 18-year-old black kid got his other kidney. A 42-year-old Jewish man got his lungs. A 62-year-old Chinese man got his liver. And I got his heart. This kid helped everybody. All of us of different ages, different religions, different races, every single one of us. And when I met that family and I knew that I had their son's heart absolutely changed my whole life. I spend signing people up for organ donation. That's exactly what I do.
No, that's amazing. Yeah,
and I'm so happy to hear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
so,
a gift of life.
Please, you've made a very, very good point, and let's not talk about hair removal for a second, and let's talk about something really important. If you have a chance to save someone's life, and yes, yours may be gone, you're in no position to do anything, but you can donate your organs, and you can make a difference for so many people and their families.
Absolutely.
How is it that people hesitate to sign up and be organ donors? It's something I've always questioned and never understood.
When you ask people to sign up to be organ donors, and that's what I do every day of my life almost. I've signed up almost 9,000 people for organ donations. When you ask people, they say yes. It's almost like you have to ask them. In New York, we're the lowest state in terms of percent to population of organ donors, only because a lot of people in New York don't drive. So they don't go to DMV, so they don't sign up. And that's the biggest thing, that impediment we have here in New York, is just that people just don't go to DMV because there's no need to. They don't have a car, they don't drive, they don't need the ID, so they don't do it. But when they go to DMV, 95% of the people in New York that sign up do sign up at the DMV. But we have to explain.
Well, once you ask them, it's hard to say no.
Well, once you ask them, they go, oh, I had a lady last week who said to me, I'm 55 years old and no one has ever asked me to sign up. But honestly, do you really have to ask a person? It should be something that maybe you're thinking about. You know?
Yeah,
maybe
Everybody hesitates.
Yeah, everyone does. I mean, I know when I was 16 and they asked me when I first got my license, and they said, do you want to put organ donation on your card? So if anything ever happened, they can look at your driver's license and it says it on there. And I said yes at the time. So, and I still have that on my driver's license. So.
And most people do. It's not that people are objective to it. It's just that people have not done it.
But people hesitate. And unless you confront them and say, this is a good thing, do you want to sign up? They know that logically it's the right thing to do. But there is a certain hesitation, and it seems like that hesitation keeps them from going out and doing it actively. So whoever is listening out there, consider Roxanne asking all of you to sign up and do the right thing.
Absolutely. Sign up and save a life. You can save 58 people. One person with one body can save 58 people. It's amazing.
Wow.
Well, Roxanne, I have to tell you, your call has been delightful. And
thank
it may
you.
Have
thank
started
you.
With natural hair, but at times it's good to bring out the things that really matter. And you're right. Who cares how your hair looks if you're alive, healthy, and happy? So thank you for calling. And you can call us anytime.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Everybody have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you.
And doesn't that put life into perspective?
Oh, absolutely.
And it gets to one of my biggest things when it comes to trends. And we're talking about hair removal, so let's talk about that. A few years, well, maybe a decade or two or three, if you, as a man, you had hair on your chest, you were manly.
Yes.
If you had a bare chest, you're a wimp. You're just not manly enough. What's wrong with you?
You couldn't grow the hair. Like, you didn't have enough testosterone to grow hair.
Exactly.
Or yeah.
Keep your T-shirt on because you're embarrassed.
Right.
Now you see guys going and removing all the hair from their chest and every place else. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, these are the guys. What pressure are you putting the girls under?
Exactly.
They can have even a single hair sticking out somewhere. And why? It's a trend. I've seen guys actually do laser hair removal on their neck places. So they don't have to shave. I don't get it. Better if you're really hairy. Give yourself a chance. You know, you want to look appropriate.
See, but that I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, because a lot of people around their neck area and around their chin area get a lot of the stubble and like ingrown hairs from shaving. So wouldn't that be a good choice or alternative?
They're not doing it for that. They're too lazy to shave.
Oh, they're too lazy to shave. Okay, well, that's very different. But I think for those who like do have problems with like ingrown hairs and stuff there, because that's a hard place for people to shave and get at, that is something I think would, you know, benefit from lasers.
It could.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing, I think, with women with underarm and bikini areas, where that's like the hard trouble areas that we're always worrying about. Honestly, I've thought about it. I'm still thinking about it. I don't think that that's a bad thing.
But under the arms, I don't think it's ever going to be trendy for
to
women
to have hair there.
I think that would be a pretty safe assumption,
yes.
At least not in our lifetime.
Yes, I agree as well.
Bikini area, you don't know which way the pendulum will swing. And I'm not sure hairy would be really popular.
No.
But well-groomed probably would always be popular.
But I just mean, like, if you're constantly shaving or waxing or doing whatever it is you do, like, the problems of ingrown hair do happen all the time. And so that's just something that we have to look out for. But we will continue talking about this when we return on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. You are listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Dr. Nicholas Nikoloff, and I am your co-host, Ali Brooks, and we will be right back.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
On the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network with Nicholas Nikoff, and I am your co-host, Holly Roach. And we left off on talking about getting hair removal on what I said, the armpits and the bikini area.
Well, actually, let's backtrack a little bit before we go to the bikini area.
Okay.
A very important question.
Yes.
When you see a guy, do you want him to have some hair on his chest or none at all?
I think some is absolutely normal and okay. I think it's when it's the other side of it, and it's like a ton, especially if it's a lot on the back.
Oh, yeah.
That's not exactly... I mean, for me, this is a personal opinion. It's not super attractive, but...
I don't think it's super attractive to anybody.
No, you'd be surprised. In some cultures, having hair on your body is considered beautiful. I don't think that that's... You know, I think it's an American trend a little bit where... I don't think
they have clippers or razors. I'm pretty sure of that.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why in some places it like totally makes sense.
My favorite story there is I was in Monaco at the beach club and swimming around, and all of a sudden this guy gets in the pool.
Okay.
And he looks twice as big. And you see, this sounds really awful, and it was. His hair was so long. And in the water, it floats around. So he looked huge. He looked... I mean, I can't even do it justice describing it. The only way I can say it is within 30 seconds, there wasn't a single person in the pool.
Pool anymore?
And it's a 50-meter Olympic-sized pool.
Oh,
and everybody emptied out. But it looked like he had a big puffed out jacket around him. That's how much hair was floating in the pool.
You see, but that's what I mean. Like, maybe where he's from, having that much hair is beautiful. And, you know, I think it's just an opinion of where you're from. Because obviously, it must be working for him. I'm sure he's not.
Well, if he was at the club, I'm sure he's not poor.
Yeah.
And he can afford a trimmer. But maybe he doesn't care, or nobody ever suggested it.
Yeah. Well, my thing is that I think Americans have taken to the other extreme, where, like, I think it's odd when I see guys who have gotten laser done on their legs or, like, all on their arms. And it's like, wait, you're not supposed to be that smooth everywhere.
Do you feel they're competing with you?
Sometimes it's like, you're not supposed to be that soft and whatever everywhere. It's a little bit, because you want your guys to be a little bit rugged, in my opinion. You want them to be a little more...
cowboy boots, yeah, pickup truck.
Yeah, exactly.
You need I'm buying one tomorrow. And I already have my cowboy boots.
That's so funny. But I don't know. I just think that it's gone, you know, on completely different crazy ends of the spectrum. But I think with women, there are those small problem areas where I think it's totally normal and fine now. And I think it's actually a blessing to have that as an option.
Oh, absolutely.
To be able to go and do, because honestly, like, no woman wants to shave their arms every single day, their armpits every day. It's so frustrating.
Now, that I think under the arms, great idea. Bikini area, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. And would those take about the same amount of treatment, 6 to 8, or would that take longer because it's a bigger area?
It's not the bigger area. Sometimes the hairs, especially in the pubic area, first, it's more sensitive.
Right.
And second, they seem to be deeper rooted.
Okay.
So it takes a bit more to get
longer,
the result.
Which makes sense. That totally makes sense.
But again, talking about the bikini area, sounds like your favorite topic.
No, it's not my favorite topic. I just know that it's so incredibly frustrating, and it's like one of those areas where, like, who, I mean, I don't want to be dealing with that all the time. Or what if you've forgotten, and then all of a sudden you have to be in a bathing suit, and, like, the next thing you're doing is scrambling for a razor. That's the worst.
Well,
been there, done that.
Exactly. And so, yes, keep things clean. What I have an issue, and that's my own issue, don't judge me, when people just go totally bare and everything gets lasered off. And again, everybody has their preferences. For whatever reason, they find that attractive, and that is a trend. But that changes. Mm-hmm. And what happens when all of a sudden that's no longer the trend?
And then you what can't do go you backwards. Do? Yeah.
Right.
You
can't and it. It's a permanent change.
Right.
I always recommend clean things up, be happy with it. But again, too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing I think with a lot of people with tweezing. I think people started realizing, like, when you're tweezing your eyebrows and stuff, like, those hairs don't grow back after a while. And that's what my mom told me when I was in college. And she was like, stop tweezing your eyebrows because they won't grow back. And it didn't really dawn on me that they were starting to get smaller. So I stopped. And ever since then, they've just stayed exactly the same. But they haven't, the hairs that I've already plucked for many years have not grown back.
So how many times have you seen girls that have overdone it?
Yep.
Those very thin line eyebrows were in fashion.
Absolutely. And now they're not.
And now all of a sudden one's kind of fuller, bushier eyebrows. Well, you're out of luck.
Well, now people are drawing them in.
And tattooing.
Yes.
And off-label use, using Latisse, which is for your eyelashes.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I've had a few people that are using it on their brows with
really?
Very good results.
Okay, I've actually never heard of that before.
As I said, it's very much off-label use in the sense that they don't have clearance of promoting it. But I have recommended it to several patients, and they have had good results.
Okay. I mean, I don't know much about the Latisse and, like, the eyelash, but I know a lot of people are doing the eyelash extensions as well.
I hate those.
I mean, I think they look beautiful. I understand the premise of it, but doesn't it break your actual natural eyelashes, though? Like,
they get thinner.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I'm not going to throw under the bus the person that I'm talking about because I know her well, and she's a sweet girl. Mm-hmm. But let's just say someone I know very well ended up getting eyelashes,
okay,
and they weren't right. She got more. They removed them. They put them on. At the end, they literally ended up trimming them with scissors.
Oh, wow.
Getting them off. So she almost had no eyelashes for quite some time. And you can imagine that wasn't a pretty sight.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's how much injury you can cause. You have to be very careful. Mm-hmm. And if you can do it in a way that it's your own hair, it's always better. If you do extensions, don't try to make it so when you blink, you fan the person across from you.
From you, yes, absolutely. Well, we are starting to run out of time, unfortunately, for today's show. But I just wanted to say for everyone out there, be safe, be well, do things that make you happy. And you're listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikoloff, and I am your co-host, Holly Rokes, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you for listening.
I know you like that. You want to try that. It's like a flashback. So shake your ass. I got the balls to rock.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.